I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. The frosts have come and gone, and the gardens are almost finished. But that doesn't mean you have to give up the taste of fresh herbs all winter. Many herbs can be grown indoors throughout the winter. These provide not only fresh ingredients for cooking, but emotional and psychological relief from the cold temperatures, short days, gray skies, and eventual snow and ice. Here's what to grow and how. First, check out the potential growing spots. In our climate, a south-facing window in winter is best. However, because of the short, cloudy days, you may need supplemental light. That means grow light kits. I have friends that have used desktop-sized hydroponic systems such as AeroGrow. These feature grow lights and plant plugs. For bigger operations, look for tiered grow light setups that feature full-spectrum LED bulbs. But what plants to grow? You can bring in outdoor perennial herbs such as oregano, thyme, and mint. Cut back the foliage to fit the area and watch for any hitchhiking insects. They should start regrowing with the warm indoor temperatures. Other herbs such as basil, chives, parsley, and cilantro grow quickly from seed into usable herb plants. Some such as basil and cilantro may not last too long growing indoors, but will give those special meals a boost of freshness. Sow successive plantings of these herbs for a supply throughout the winter. Others such as parsley and chives should last into spring. Keep the herbs growing in a warm room, avoiding cold drafts from windows and doors. Leave the grow lights on 14 hours a day using a timer. Keep the soil moist but not wet. Herbs growing in cool windows may become leggy during the dark months from November through January. Cut back the stems and use as needed. By February, the new growth should be stockier. And now for this week's tip. Bring in hoses now and drain the water from them before storing in winter. Frozen water expands and can create cracks in the hose. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about Clivia. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.